The Balkan Trilogy, Volume 3, Friends and Heroes, by Olivia Manning. Read by Harriet Walter. Part 1. The Antagonists. Chapter 1. When the hotel porter rang to say a gentleman awaited her in the hall, Harriet Pringle dropped the receiver and ran from the room without putting on her shoes. She had sat by the telephone for 2 days. Her last 3 nights in Athens had been sleepless with anxiety and expectation. She had left her husband in Romania, a country since occupied by the enemy. He might get away. The man in the hall could be Guy himself. Turning the corner of the stair, she saw it was only Yakimov. She went back for her shoes, but quickly. Even Yakimov might have news. When she came down again, he was drooping like an old horse under his brim-broken Panama, and the sight roused her worst apprehensions. Unable to speak, she touched his arm. He lifted his sad, vague face, and seeing her, smiled. "It's all right," he said. "The dear boy's on his way." So eager was he to reassure her that his large, grape-green eyes seemed to overflow their sockets. "Got a message. Got it on me somewhere. Must be here. Someone in Bucharest phoned the legation. One of your chaps said to me, 'You know this Mrs. Pringle, don't you? Drop this in on her when you're passing.'" His fingers were dipping like antennae into the pockets of his shantung suit. "Bit of paper, you know, just a bit of paper." He tried his breast pocket. As he lifted his long bone of an arm, she saw the violet silk of his shirt showing through the tattered shantung of his jacket, and the blue-white hairless hollow of his armpit showing through his tattered shirt.